This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and it's time for morning devotions. When we talk about going the extra mile, what are we talking about? When I say, I'm prepared to go out of my way for you, I'm prepared to go the extra mile to do something extra, it can mean all sorts of things. Not like the minister who I heard about walking down the street and he notices this little boy trying to press a doorbell on the house across the street. Now, he's only a little fellow. The doorbell's too high. So he goes across to help him and he steps across the street, walks up behind the little fellow and puts his hand on the child's shoulder and he gives the doorbell a firm ring. And so he smiles and says, and now what do we do? And the little boy says, now we run. Well, that's not quite going the extra mile in the sense I'm talking about. Just about a decade before Jesus came to this earth, the Roman Senate that passed a law that allowed any Roman soldier to compel an able-bodied Jew to carry the pack of a soldier for 1 mile. Now, this was made law. It was resented greatly, as you can imagine. Palestine in those days was an occupied country. You know, Rome enforced this rule over the people of Israel, and they had garrisons of soldiers throughout the country. But Jesus startled everyone one day, and we read this in Matthew 5, and he said, if a soldier forces you to carry his pack 1 kilometre, carry it 2 kilometres. It was quite a startling thing. So Jesus said, go twice the distance. And now I think it's more than just a story. We need to take this seriously because the Apostle Paul said, each of you should not only look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's Philippians 2, verse 4. And a more modern translation says, consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves. So it's not really doing extra hours to impress the boss. It means being prepared to make a difference and making a sacrifice. Now, isn't it true that we affect people by our attitudes? If we go through life smiling at people, we'll receive more smiles. And the opposite is true. If you frown, people will frown at you. Positive attitudes, negative attitudes. If you go through life forgiving others, you'll receive forgiveness. But if you're bitter and angry, well, then you'll get it back. But what you give is what you get. I know it's an old statement, but going the second mile for people actually works. Someone said it's never crowded going the extra mile. But going the extra mile, we help people, we help carry the burden of others. And I think being a committed Christian means doing more than is expected of us. I wonder if you can see going that extra mile as an opportunity. Jesus was teaching that as we go down the road of life, we're to look out actually, to be alert to things that we can do for others. An opportunity to serve others cheerfully. I mean, in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it has this remarkable statement. Our Lord Jesus said, more blessings come from giving than from receiving. That's really saying it's more blessed to give than receive. And when we start to give ourselves away, if we don't hold back, we discover a happiness and a joy that perhaps we've never had before. So we go the second mile. Why? Because that's what Jesus wants us to do. We're imitating Christ who, every day of his life, he lived beyond the minimum standard. He took no shortcut. He had no corners. Jesus held nothing in reserve. I mean, he lived his life. Remember, he fed the 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I mean, everyone's need was met, the Bible says, and there was food left over. That's meeting need. Remember when Jesus one day turned the water into wine, he filled 6 water pots with 180 gallons of wine. So he went the extra step. And of course, the greatest statement, I think, is that Jesus went the second mile for us. And in John chapter 3:16, we read this wonderful verse, God loved the people of the world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life. And that tells me that Jesus went the extra mile. He took the sins of the world on his shoulders. Heavenly Father, sometimes going that extra mile can be awkward and difficult. But Lord, may I take every opportunity to go that extra mile for someone else, because you did it for me, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.